A pleasure to bring in Jose Mota. Jose, one of the top broadcasters, as I was told, does TV and radio, and the only Spanish-speaking person to do that in the whole country. I was told that, but a big part of the Angels broadcast team.
Well, thanks a lot. It's always good to see you.
Yeah.
You know, familiar faces. You know, you've been around. You know my dad. You've known so many of the people that I grew up with, and it's always fun to see the Giants. I mean, there's no way of disconnecting what happened in 2002, obviously, with the Angels and the Giants and Dusty and Mike Socha. And also, congratulations to what a great ride, I mean, for this organization and what they've done, the architect and Brian Sabian, the scouting department. I mean, that just does not get enough credit throughout baseball with so many numbers now being thrown at you. And how consistent the Giants organization has been.
Yeah, huh? They get players who know how to play the game.
That's the key. I mean, I remember days when, you know, we go out there and acquire a Marcos Scudero or a Freddie Sanchez. You acquire, you know, guys at Ramon Ramirez, and people are going, how can these guys help you July 31st? Well, go find out 3 rings later with Brian Sabian. That's how they help you.
So Javier Lopez in there as
well. No
He's
kidding.
Been a big part of it, too. Jose Mota with us. His dad, as he referred to, Manny Mota, who is a San Francisco Giant. Still one of the great pinch hitters, one of the great hitters of all time. How is your dad, Manny Mota?
He's doing great, thank God. He's fully healthy, now 77 years old. He's out in Dodger camp doing his thing with his uniform, his number 11, his beloved uniform on, and, of course, helping out the new administration and new faces there with Mr. Friedman and Inzaghi. And, of course, Don Mattingly is a guy that he respects and admires a lot. And thankfully, he's doing what he likes to do, including some broadcasting, too, now on TV and some radio.
You know, I think of him and Jose Mota with us, a big part of the Angels broadcast team. I think of Minnie Minoso. And Minnie Minoso, who played in the 50s, your father came up a little bit later than him. But, boy, these were two guys, as I like to say, take a drink, everybody. They can hit. They have a drinking game that says when I say they can hit, they take a drink. But your dad could hit. Minoso could hit. And Minoso just passed away. Have you here maybe some of your thoughts about Minnie Minoso?
Well, consider that he had such passion for the game that age was not a barrier. And he wanted to play another decade, at least one at bat, you know, and do it in 6 decades. And what I see, and too bad that I didn't spend more time knowing him, but, I, you know, when we go to Chicago and go to the White Sox, it was good to see him and talk to him, and sometimes he'd visit the booth and tell some great stories. But when you look at his track record, how he signed and how he got into the United States, the dark skin and the barriers he had to overcome, and then to put up the numbers that he did, it's just absolutely remarkable that we don't hear more about him in the general audience and general knowledge about, I mean, as an all-star, batting 300, stealing bases, and a clear-cut guy that was a leader, I mean, from the get-go. From the time he got there, a lot of Latin players were looking up to meet him. Also.
Yeah, good, good. I'm glad Jose is on today to talk about it. I think he's going to be in the Hall of Fame now.
I sure hope so.
Unfortunately, after he passes away, people like yourself and me and will pass that information on, and people will take a look at it. Well, the Giants are here to take on the Angels. We haven't seen the Angels, really, this spring. I know Josh Hamilton has an issue going on, but that's the least of the problems with the Angels. Where's the ball club? Last year, a tremendous season, gets knocked out right away. What are we going to see today? Weaver's on the hill. What can you expect to see today from the Angels?
Well, the one thing you're going to see is a lot of guys fighting for spots. The Angels lineup today has guys that they need to continue to closely monitor. Taylor Featherston has been a great pickup for the Angels. This young player picked in the Rule 5 and then in a trade. Well, the Cubs has just amazed everybody, but his grit, his a gamer mentality, his versatility. He played double-A ball last year, he is one guy that came into camp, perhaps with the Angels thinking maybe he could be a candidate to play second base. You know, the second base job is still wide open, and Taylor Featherston, though, has answered another question, which was who's going to be the backup, because he's played so well everywhere else that I think he's got a lock on this team. Something really bad has to happen for him not to be on the team, you know, as a Rule 5 especially. Johnny Giovatella has played very well as of late. You know him from the Kansas City Royals, a great performer throughout his minor league career, over 300 in the minor leagues. He has started 111 big league games at second base, but just things never went right for him in Kansas City from the defensive side and some of the instincts and things that they wanted him to get. That's why they went out and got Omar Infante. Yeah. And then Josh Rutledge, who the Angels acquired from Colorado, is one guy they were hoping to see more from by now, meaning you're an established big leaguer, you play more shortstop than you have played second base, but it hasn't happened. They haven't seen it in him yet. I think he was the number one guy coming in, thinking experience, you play in Colorado, You can turn the double play. You're a good athlete. You can play shortstop, but it hasn't happened yet with Rutledge. Now he's battling a hamstring injury, going to be out for a couple of games. And then Grant Green, who has been with the organization, and you know him from the A's days, and he's another guy that's looked more as a versatility guy. So there's not a clear-cut guy right now, but if you have to say just the specific second baseman, they probably go with Johnny Giovatella today.
That's what happens when Howie Kendrick ends up being a Dodger. It opens up a chance for other people. We saw Rutledge a lot at Colorado when Tulowitzki first went down. Rutledge was terrific. Then he sort of tailed off a little bit. I remember that about him. Jose Mota with us, part of the Angels broadcast team. What about the big boys? Now, I'll say this way, the pitching. And we'll see Weaver today. You don't go anywhere without great pitching. You know that. But then you also have the Hall of Famer, Albert Pujols. So let's talk about pitching and a little bit of Pujols.
Well, let's talk about pitching. You talk about a guy like Jared Weaver who is the heart and soul of that rotation. I mean, everything revolves around him. And as many people want to pay attention to his declining velocity, all he does is win games. All he does is go out there and throw 18 wins last year, won 20 games a few years back with the velocity averaging just over 86 miles an hour. Got a 6'7", knows how to pitch, has great guts on the mound, great feeling, and he wants to lead. I mean, he wants to be the guy, and he is the guy. Garrett Richards is on the mend. He's doing real well. Garrett Richards suffered that devastating left knee injury August 20th in Boston, and ruptured that patellar tendon. Had a surgery. He rehabbed here in Arizona all winter long. He has taken all the steps from walking to the treadmill to the gravity treadmill to putting the weight on to running to playing catch. And right now, the last thing is he threw here on Wednesday an inter-squad game against minor leaguers and threw up to 96 miles an hour. So for him, it's all going in the right direction and no setbacks yet, thank God. And then you got Santiago, who still has to answer to who he is as a pitcher, and Mike Soch has given him the ball. He's made four starts already here this spring, and I think sometimes Santiago gets in his own way and being a little erratic, but he fights for you, and you admire that. So now it's for him to get over the threshold of the 85 to 90 pitches and just convince Mike Soch, I can help you after that. Just leave me there.
This is a different Angels team.
Much different. You know, and honestly, because there's a lot of questions still. A lot of questions that need to be answered. And guys that I have not been there before, Andrew Heaney, lefty they got from the Marlins, from the Dodgers, actually, Kendrick, technically, has been okay as a young pitcher. But his spring training, he's been rattled a little bit. He's got a great track history in the minor leagues, top prospect in baseball. We'll see how all that goes. Tyler Skaggs, who had Tommy John surgery last year, will not pitch at all this year. And then C.J. Wilson, who has to really answer the biggest question on bouncing back. He looks good here in spring. He's been methodically working on some things that he needs. But the two-out walk is the one thing. As simple as that, Mark. The two-out walk. If he can take care of that, he's going to be a 15 to 18 game winner.
And you're talking about Tim Lincecum, too. Just has to be able to put those innings away.
Yes.
And not get in trouble, come out of the stretch. That's a good point for most pitchers. But Wilson and Lincecum, I think, fall into that category as well. Albert Pujols healthy?
Albert is doing fantastic along with Mike Trout. Albert happy when he arrived here in camp because this is the first off-season winter he had with the Angels where he didn't have to rehab anything. He said, I just worked out. I didn't have to go take care of my knee or my plantar fasciitis. It was all about working out, getting ready for a season, doing a lot of yoga. He's in tremendous shape. Really understands where his body is right now. He's actually cut down on some of the workouts he was doing before games, and he says, I'm not 25 anymore. I need to go out there and cut down some swings. Instead of taking 300 or 250 swings, I know how to kind of get ready by taking less, but he's still one of the hardest workers. He wants to play every day, and he wants to play first base. He is a good defender. He was perhaps, with his range, the top defender in the American League at first base, even though he didn't win the Gold Glove. And he wants to help whoever's going to make that transition to second base. He's got Albert next to him to be another leader next to Eric Eichel.
Well, we're going to see you during the season. Giants and Angels.
It's going to be great. I know.
We're going to see you
We have a full week in San Francisco.
Oh, you got A's and
we got the A's and then the Giants, yeah.
Well, sometimes that happens in New York. You end up with the Mets and the Yankees. Giants had that a couple of years ago. Jose Mota with us, and I appreciate the time as we get ready for baseball today. Are you optimistic? Or I always say, If there's too many ifs.
There's a lot of ifs. There's no doubt.
Yeah, there's a lot of ifs here.
I'm optimistic about the fact that this team won 98 games last year. Correct. And that's going to be hard to do this year. I guarantee you that. Can they do it? Yes, but it's going to take a lot more work. And work in this way. The health of the staff, the bullpen, which is at this point better than it was at any time last year, of course, going out of camp right now, knock on wood, no injuries. And then the offense is going to score a lot of runs. You got Trout, you got Calhoun, you got Matt Joyce, who's been a great addition. You got Ibar, you got David Freese, who's healthy and understands the system a little bit more. Chris Iannetta, a different type catcher than you saw with Colorado, really taking charge back there.
Good offense.
Yeah, so the core of the players, it's there. They can go out there and get it done. But also the sting. All the players were telling me about the sting of having been swept by the Royals still hurts. And as you know, that could be that one intangible that drives this team to the next level.
Well, Washington's going through the same thing. They let that series get away and let Zimmerman came out. And before you knew it, that series was over and the Angels fell into the same trap. The crescendo of the Royals coming down the road got you guys as
so
well.
Always
a
pleasure.
That is Jose Mota from the Angels broadcast team, the son of the great Giant, the great Dodger, the great pinch hitter, the great hitter, Manny Mota.